love to me. How does he show his love to us? Some of you guys have heard this. Some haven't, so I should go over it every single week, or every single time, really. From the beginning, before time began, and I like to look at it as a wall over here, before time began, God, the scripture says that God knew we would sin, and he made us anyway. Before time began, he knew that you were going to be a loser, that all the sin had fallen short of the glory of God. He knew that was going to happen. He knew all the bad things you've done. So when you start saying, oh, I did this bad, I did that bad, I did that bad, I did that bad, I can't get over it. God knew it before you did it. You know it after you did it. He knew it before. And he said, I'm making you anyway. Why would you make me? You knew I was going to do all this bad stuff. Because I love you. Because of his love. He already knew it. Okay? The second thing he did is he died for us. Okay? No greater love has any man shown than to give his life. Right? And he gave his life. And he lived on the earth a horrible life, and then he died. So what more? Scripture says, now, if you don't think God's giving you enough, say, I don't know. How can I know God's going to take care of me? Scripture's got a great verse. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? So he basically said, I gave him my life. What more do I have to do to prove to you I'm going to take care of you? What more do I need to do? So I'll just ask you that. If you don't think God's going to take care of you, what more does he need to do to show he's going to do that? Well, you got to give your life and something. So I've told this story before, but it's really good to get ingrained in. So we're right over here about God dying for us. So I had a friend 20-some years ago. And she was a close friend of Diane's, my wife. And she was always upset. She said, I just wish I had a house. I wish I had a house. Wish I had a house. That she was focused on wish she had her own place, you know. And she ended up getting one in the end, the condo. But anyway, so it's just kind of a continuous thing. So I said to her, I said, hey, you know, you could just ask God and it'll all work out. Really? I said, you got to ask the right way, though. You know, I was setting her up. So I said, okay, here's what you do. You close your eyes and you picture yourself here at the foot of the cross. And Jesus is there dying for your sins. I said, can you picture that? She said, oh yeah, I can picture it. I can picture it. And I said, okay, now just say, Jesus, thank you so much for dying for me. And my life will be okay in addition to you dying for me if you give me a house. And she just opened her eyes. She said, I can't do that. I can't do that. And I said, no, you can't. You can't go to the cross where Jesus is dying and say, I need your blood plus. You can't do that there. So just think about that next time when you're saying, I need this thing in my life for my life to be okay. It's something you can't do when you're looking up at him bleeding at the cross and say, by the way, thanks for dying for me. Thanks for all that suffering. But if you could just this too, and then I'll be okay. I just need this extra thing. Just this extra thing. Nobody could do that. You couldn't look up there and say, hey, by the way, could I have this too? Now, nothing wrong with asking God for things. But it's when you say, I'll only be okay if I have them. There's a difference. You know, Scripture says, ask God. You know, nothing wrong with asking. Nothing wrong with that. Okay? He calls us sons. Okay? Now, this all has to do with our value. I'm talking about we're valuable, we're not all that, and we're not losers. Okay? We're valuable. Why are we valuable? He knew we were going to sin. He created us anyway. He died for us. And he called his son. Okay? So over here, what happened is you're in prison for life. You got a life sentence. And Jesus walks in and says, I'm taking your sentence. You're free. So now you're out in the street. No. He says, you're my son. You receive my love, my gift. You're my son. You're not just out of prison. You've been adopted as son. Okay. The next thing he does is he glorifies himself in us. And this is where we're all unique. And that's why being all that over there, being over there, isn't what it's all about. It's about being right here and allowing God to glorify himself. That's what you're made for. You are made to glorify God. And when your mind gets off of that, then problems start happening. Because you start saying, well, I'm made to do this or this or that. I'm made to just not be drinking or not be drugging or to have money or to get this with my kids or all this kind of stuff. No, That's not what you're made for. You're made to give glory to God. How do you give glory to God? By showing love back to Him in obedience and by loving other people. So when you get into somebody else's life, you think, hey, what can I do to show some love to you today? You know, you're all right, man. How'd that feel?
Great.
Didn't that, see? Just that little thing. So a little love. You receive that. That's what you're made for. That didn't come from me. The Lord said, go up and touch his shoulder. So, that's that. That's how you show love. You seek God and ask Him, who around me can I do a particular thing for? And you know what? You're not going to necessarily know what it is. Some people have a love language of touch. My wife's love language is touch. Yeah, you better figure out your wife. You better know where her love comes, what she needs for love. But when you're talking about other brothers, people you meet up with, some people's words of affirmation. You know, hey, you did a good job. You did a good job yesterday, Lucia. You did good. You worked hard. You got stuff done. You know, that's word of affirmation. Okay. Some people, it's just spending time talking to them. You know, some people, for me, my number one is service. You know, so when Lucia's helping me or other people helping me work in the house, that's how I feel. If I need help, the person comes alongside and helps. You know, I receive love that way.